In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give God a hand for it.
Hallelujah.
Give a hand prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Abby, I was going to preach one thing. Praise God.
He'll change.
But he going to change. He changed.
All right.
Yeah. I was going to preach Wake Up Drive Bomb, but when I opened up my book, praise God, another message just came. Praise God. So we getting ready to go Acts the 5th chapter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 But a man named Ananias with his wife Sapphira sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge, he kept back for himself some of the proceeds and brought only a part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. Hallelujah. Now, here we talking about Ananias and Sapphira. I know we got some Ananias and Sapphira somewhere in the churches. Hallelujah. And of course, praise God, this Sapphira was Ananias' wife. Yeah, God give us the wise ability if some men cannot take it in. So the Lord give the wise knowledge to do a certain thing. Praise God. But see, I'm like, eh, Lord, you gave me that one. So he listened to Sapphira.
Okay.
Hallelujah. So, my subject is, don't test God. Don't test him. Hallelujah. Now, the only thing that you would test God is money when you pay your tithe. He said, prove me now herewith that I will open you up the windows of hell. That's when you test him like that. But when it comes to something else, you don't test him. Praise God. And which he listened to her, praise God, as we say, he kept back some of the stuff when he was supposed to be bringing all the stuff. I wrote something down, praise God, then we're going to go to another scripture. Ananias and Sapphira were two classic examples of hypocrisy. Hypocrite. We don't want to be that, praise God. When you say you're going to do something, do it. Praise God. And it says among Christians, like I said earlier, I'm not a Christian. Who faked their spirituality. Ooh, we got some folks like that today, y'all. We'll sit there, praise the Lord, and say, I'm saved, sanctified, praise God, but your life ain't human. Some fake and say, oh, I'm okay, praise God. Oh, I'm all right, praise God, but you're hurting on the inside, praise God. Hallelujah. Too scared to talk about things, praise God. And it said, to impress others. Why should we impress folks? Hallelujah. You're supposed to impress God, right? First thing you say. So if we try to impress other folks, do you think that they care? No, they don't, praise the Lord. Don't test God, hallelujah. And it says, those who believe and were involved with the Holy Spirit but remain hypocrites. Now, you know, praise the Lord, hallelujah, when it comes to God and you're trying to test him, praise the Lord, and you have tasted his goodness and everything, but you're still hypocrite. Hallelujah. Don't test the Lord because he sees everything. Hallelujah, praise God. Go to Matthew, the 6th chapter, 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew, the 6th chapter, 1 through 6. Take heed that ye do not alms before me to be seen of them. Oh, I at this in the Sunday school. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. So you're doing your alms, oh, I done gave such and such this, I done did this, when you supposed to be doing this in secret. Hallelujah, praise God. You have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet above before thee, as hypocrites do in the synagogue. I didn't say that. What's the green, what's the red, white? That's Jesus. I didn't say none of that. Jesus said that. Hallelujah. Don't test the Lord, praise God. When it comes to that, oh, I'm saved, sanctified, hallelujah, baptized, filled with that. I done gave this such and such and such, blah, blah, blah. You're sounding the trumpet before it even comes. Come on now, you're sounding it like, woo, you done did everything. Oh, I done gave a chance. Why can't we just keep our mouth shut? Hallelujah. Go on down, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the synagogue, the streets, that they may have glory of men, wanting everybody to praise you because you did something. Don't test God, praise the Lord. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You already got it. Don't test God, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go to 16 through 18 real quick. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 16 through 18. Hallelujah. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, without fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which you see it in secret, shall reward you openly. Right. Don't test the Lord. Coming up in there, you telling everybody, you fast. Okay, praise God. If you fast, and praise God, everybody don't even know that. Right. Then you're looking all sick and tired. Praise God. You want everybody to feel sorry for you. And I told a lot of people I did a 21-day fast, but it didn't look like it. Because when you fast, praise God, you got to anoint your head first. Then you ask God in prayer, praise God, to help you in a certain area in your fast. Don't test God, praise God, because you want them to look at you and make them feel sorry. But I had a co-worker that told everybody, and I told her and warned her before about it. Don't let everybody know you're fasting. Because see, that's how the devil creeps up. Praise God. But that's what they do. And I say, you never tell nobody what you're doing. You never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Praise the Lord. Let's go on with the Ananias and Sapphire. But Peter, this is what he said. As his wife now, she kept back for himself some of the proceeds and brought only a part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. See, when you give God half of your stuff, you don't think God don't know? He know everybody. Praise God. You think God ain't seeing, praise God? When people tithe or whatever, praise the Lord, hallelujah. He said, test him. But I'm telling you, don't test him today. The same way we sit up there and try to think we can cast the devil out, you know, no one will. You ain't nothing. So now you're testing God just like the seven sons of Stephen thought they was going to do the same thing. If you don't got power and authority over the devil, you can't do it. Praise God. So they began to lay his portion. Their little portion. This is an Ananias. Praise God. And he said, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie? When you know, praise God, when you know, praise God, you were supposed to get that tithe or whatever you supposed to have gave God. You promised them, praise God, but then you being a hypocrite about it. Well, some people pay the tithes of the net, praise God. I pay the tithes of the gross. So when your tithe or your check was maybe, praise God, $2,000, Instead of you paying what the net was, praise God, you're supposed to pay the 200. You hear what I'm saying, praise God? This is what Ananias did when he was supposed to gain all. See, when you sit up there, praise God, and think you got it all, knowing, praise God, you don't have everything, why would you lie to the only thing? Why would you test him like that? God, Peter caught that. Why did Satan fill your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep that heart for yourself, trying to be real? Lord, if I read in 4:32 how Barnabas, when he bought the land, he paid Peter and the whole thing. He didn't keep nothing back, and Barnabas got blessed. Hallelujah. When God gives you something, praise God, and you know you owe that to God, why would you be part of that bank? When God the one blessed you, don't test him, praise God. Hallelujah. Part of the seeds of the land, he kept part of it. See, that's how you can't get blessed, because you only hold what you feel that is right for you. When God the one blessed you with that job, God the one who blessed you with everything. But you want to hold everything back. You want to grieve the Holy Spirit. You want to do all of this instead of just trusting God with everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, hallelujah, while it remained unsold, but it did not remain your own. And after it was sold, it was not all disposed. Why is it that you contrive this deed in your heart? Why would you do this cunning stuff? Why would you think of something like that? Knowing, praise God, the Holy Ghost knows everything that you did. So in other words, praise God, we ain't got no business testing God in everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last word. And the last fell in. See, you can't test God. Now, I'm not saying, praise the Lord, he can do it though. But I'm not saying, praise God, that he won't do this now. But if you keep testing God, praise God, not only will your spirit lead, but he will hand you right out there to the devil. Hallelujah. So you can't test the Holy Spirit and think you're going to get away with it, praise God. Hallelujah. And when Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last, and a great fear came upon all who heard. You don't want God, praise God, to show you exactly how he is. Because he will do it, praise God, in front of everybody, so that they fear too. That's just like the pastor has got on somebody in the church, praise God. He said to rebuke openly what others may fear. In other words, praise God, if you see somebody or pastor getting on somebody in the church, that should make you have fear enough not to do the same thing somebody else do, or test God the way he be or she be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go with me, John, the 13th chapter, 2, verse, and then 27. John. Regular John. Hallelujah.
John 13
and 2 and then 27. Hallelujah. Number 2. And supper being in, and the devil having now put into your heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. This was talking about Judas. See, Judas even tested God. He tested. But sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. See, that's something when the devil have your mind. Knowing, praise God, you know you done did something, praise God, but you won't repent for it. But that's how he did Judas. But Jesus already knew, praise God, that he was going to do it. Go down to 27. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it said, praise God, let me go to 26 first. Jesus answered, He it is, to whom I give shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas. He's talking about the bread. Whoever dipped everything in the bread, that's the one who's going to do it. Judas did. He said, now go do your bidding, praise God. He already knew he tested God eat. See, when money gets to your spirit, praise the Lord, you're not going to sit up there, oh, well, Lord, I don't think I'm going to do this. You know, I think I'll just put this and keep this. I ain't paying my tithes the next day or Sunday. When your tithes should come right off the top before you do anything else. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes.
And when you said, praise God, you want to do something, that should be the first priority when God is your first priority. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I was looking, okay, well, Lord, my check was too many, Lord. I need this. No, I'm going to take it right off the top. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to do and believe God and trust God regardless of what I'm going through. Hallelujah. I know God is going to take me where I need to be in.
Hallelujah.
So I'm not going to test God in nothing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And see, this is what happened, praise the Lord, because Sapphira didn't know her husband was gone. She didn't know what was happening, praise God. She just thought everything was out of range. That's just like, praise the Lord, we think we know all that, but then God had to show you, praise God. So here we go, praise God, hallelujah. The young man rose up and wrapped him and carried him out and buried him because he lied to God. After the interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in. You know, she about thought everything was okay. Woo! The thing about it is she was blind and he couldn't see nothing. See how the devil is when he had your mind blind. Because you done tested God and she thought, maybe, Lord, this plan is going to work. See, they had it all in the plan what they was going to do. That's how it is, praise God. Oh, we going to do this, such and such. I'm going to tell you what to do. You know, we're going to take a portion of this out. We're going to do this. We're going to care for ourselves. You done messed up when you did that, praise God. Turn and test the Lord. Hallelujah. Why can't they not know what happened? And Peter said to her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes.
All right, now.
Let's see, she done tested God. She could even be honest, praise God. You can't even be honest when you know you done did something wrong.
All right, now.
Lord, I know I did wrong. Lord, I don't want to
tell the truth.
Lord, I don't sit up there and keep somebody still. Lord, I done cut somebody out. Just as soon as you get into church, praise God, Lord, I didn't do nothing. Oh, I didn't do this. When you know, praise God, you done did something before you done got into church. Sit up there just testing God, and God will see what you done done. Do you think that God don't see the hidden sins in your heart? Hallelujah. That's who he tests the heart first. Praise the Lord. When I'm reading Ezekiel, the whole book, the Lord got me reading. Praise the Lord. And he showed Ezekiel in a vision, praise God. Hallelujah. He said, I need you to go and look. He was taking up, praise God. The Lord was showing Ezekiel. He said, dig this hole right here. I need you to look at something. Hallelujah. And Ezekiel saw pictures of priests, all kind of stuff. They had all kind of idols on the wall. See, we got to remember, praise God, that God sees everything. And because the priests back in the day were worshiping idols, praise God, God said, I'm going to destroy it all. He said, I'm going to kill your children. I'm going to do all of this from the great to the small, praise God.
All right.
And it's going to happen again today, praise God. Did y'all know Beyonce had a church?
Oh, really?
I'm not lying.
No.
She got a church. She got a church, y'all. See, this is what we're saying, praise God, of worship. and doing all them tests, God, hallelujah. And because the Lord told Ezekiel to start with the church first, start with the priest, he started, he was going to get ready to tear them up. And all the rain that went along with it. Hallelujah. Yes. So we look at when Peter told her to tell me whether he sold the land, and she said, yes, for so much. But Peter said to her, how is it that you agreed together? See, they were talking before they even got in here. See, that's how it is, praise God, but you don't think God will listen. Hallelujah. They were agreeing together to test the spirit of the Lord. Behold the feet of those who have buried children. Your husbands are at the door and they will carry you out to you. They was waiting. See, that's how the devil is, praise God. He's waiting for you to come on out here. Oh, I know I can get that same person. Oh, I know I can get somebody, you know. The devil will test you with anything, praise God. But you got to stand in authority and let the devil know, I'm not staying there.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, praise the Lord. Let me tell you what the devil tests you on, especially when you're single, praise God, ladies. I mean, they will send some of the prettiest people in your face, praise God. Hallelujah. But still next, praise God, would you fall for it or would you wait on God?
Not today. I pray for
you. Woo! Did I fall? Did I fall? Yes, I did. Sister Vonda fell. Thank you. But this time I told the Lord, yes, I'm with you. Hallelujah. Because I ain't trying to test the waters out here no more. There's nothing, praise God, out here that I need, praise God. Because I know I need Jesus.
That's all.
So why would you want to test the water, praise God, when they got a new disease out right now on the man's lips and mouth and everything? It's covered. I put it right on Facebook so anybody can look at that. All the disease, that means, praise God, if you're out there messing around, praise God, we don't even know what type. There's some type of disease that's going around. So why test God in that area when you know He's telling you to wait? Hallelujah. Hold on to Him as much as you can, praise God. Because when Ananias and Sapphira did, they tested God and thought they were going to get away with it. Just like, praise God, when it comes to you out here, praise God, trying to tell everybody about the Lord, but you being a hypocrite.
All right now. The Lord will tell you what.
The Lord will uncover that hypocrite evening. How he has seen. He will cover everything there is to know about you until you get it right.
Amen, amen.
So don't test the Lord, praise God. Because God is the only one, praise God, that will bring you out of your situation. Don't do it yourself, praise the Lord. Don't try God in a certain area, praise God. Lord, I love Him, and I can't let Him go. The devil is a liar. Well, Lord, I know that's my wife, but I don't know. The devil is, I just can't get rid of her. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. I thought I was that way, Lord. I can't get it off. Lord, I thank God. Hallelujah. Well, I can't help but stealing stuff. No, yes, you can. He said a thief and a robber cannot be in his kingdom. So if you got a problem with taking stuff, well, you accept those, praise God, don't you? Well, if you a liar, praise God, you know you have a problem with it. Ask God to shut your mouth like He told Ezekiel. I'm going to do your mouth. Ezekiel wasn't a liar, praise God, but he blew his mouth for it. Praise God. So we got to remember, praise God, whatever we do, we always ask God for guidance first. Don't get out there and test the waters, praise God. Because when you test the waters, or when we test the waters, it's not going to come out the way you think. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
So remember, praise God, don't test God.
Amen.
This is all I have for you, praise God. Listen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
No.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.